السلام عليكم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. Once again, I have 15 minutes with you guys, inshallah. And the topic that I've been assigned is the Dua of Ibrahim alayhi salam, one of the most beautiful places in the Quran when it comes to a conversation between a messenger of Allah and the master of the world. Allah Azza wa Jal describes this passage in Baqarah, and he begins, وَإِذِ ابْتَلَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ رَبُّهُ بِكَلِمَاتٍ فَأَتَمَّهُنَّ. Ibrahim, his master tested Ibrahim alayhi salam thoroughly with certain instructions, and he completed all of them. And Allah just says that in passing, even though he says kalimatin, just a few words, we know those words were very, very heavy. The instructions given to Ibrahim alayhi salam were not easy. Well, when we think of the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam, you guys can probably tell me, what are some of the most incredible tests that he was put through? Can you think of some of them? Sacrifice the son, jump into a fire. I would even, before you even talk, and leaving the family where? In the middle of the desert. I'm not even worried about leaving them in the desert, I'm more worried about how you get there. Because have you ever been on a road trip with your family? It's torturous. And we're traveling in like our SUVs and our vans and air conditions and with their handheld devices and whatever's playing on the radio and scenes on the outside, and the kids are like, are we there yet? Are we there yet? You know? And then after 3 hours of a trip, you're like, oh, we're never doing this again. Oh, this was hard. Can you imagine the SUV he's driving, alayhi salam, with his family and a baby? You know? What air conditioning? What climate control? What rest stops? SubhanAllah. You and I'm a father. If I leave my kids at the airport, I'm late to pick them up, and I do that all the time. One time, I used to have the job of picking my kids up from school. One time I overslept, right? And I didn't tell the wife, she wasn't there. Right, so I'm driving and she calls, so how are the kids? I said, they're good. Right? But she would go, oh my God, you forgot to pick them up? How could you? And I'm thinking in my head, yes, how could I leave them in an air-conditioned room with a teacher in front of them in the secure walls of a school for an extra 30 minutes? But I said, no, I'm sorry, I'll pick them up now. But where's Ibrahim alayhi salam leaving his family? Like, in what seems to the naked eye is certain death. There's no way out of that except death. And he has to leave them there. To me, that's harder than jumping in a fire, actually, that test. To know to leave your child like that, to leave your wife like that, knowing that there's nothing that they can survive on except you have tawakkul in Allah. If you don't have tawakkul, that's the most torturous thing you can possibly do. You know, mothers here can relate to this. You know, our mothers, they have amazing senses. My wife will be talking to me and she'll hear my child from the other end of the house so much as a. And she goes, baby's awake. So, how did you, what? Or she'll hear a little clinging in the kitchen, and she knows he's grabbing a fork. How do you know it's a fork? But she does, and it's a fork. Even if it gets a little close to the eye, that's, oh, baby. Ibrahim alayhi salam has to take a knife and not put it close. Go for it. It's not easy. He finishes all of that, and then Allah awards him. He says, إِنِّي جَعِلُكَ لِلنَّاسِ إِمَامًا. I'm making you a leader, a role model for all people to follow. What an amazing honor. And we know something about Ibrahim alayhi salam. He's amazingly grateful. He's grateful all the time. One of the most grateful human beings that ever lived. So much so that Allah compliments how grateful he is. He says, Shakiran li an'umihi. He's grateful for his favors. That's an amazing compliment that Allah would say, that one's grateful. And you would think, whenever he gets the smallest thing, he thanks Allah. Now he hasn't gotten something small, he's gotten something huge. Allah has told him, I've made you a leader of all of humanity. And what does he say? Alhamdulillah, alhamdulak, ashukrulak. No, we don't find words of thanks. I was expecting words of thanks. He says, wa min durriyati. What about my kids? The first thing Ibrahim alayhi salam says in response, he doesn't even say, thanks for the award, by the way, can I have something for my kids? Doesn't even do that. He goes straight to what? What about my children and their children and their children? Dhurriya's generation upon generation. Immediate concern for who? Your kids. You want to learn something from the legacy of Ibrahim alayhi salam? Learn to worry about future generations. Yesterday I was sitting with my sons in Salah, the Adhan went on, and I looked at my almost 2-year-old son, and man, I got shook up. I was like, man, one day this Adhan is going to be given, and I'm not going to be around. And is he going to be praying after the Adhan is given or not? I don't know. It makes you think like Ibrahim alayhi salam, like, he's worried. I'm around and I can maybe enforce some things, but what's going to happen when I'm gone? Me being the leader over humanity, that's more of a responsibility. And that responsibility begins from where? My own kids. وَمِن ذُرِّيَّتِي. And Allah gives him a really difficult response. Even though he's earned this highest status, Allah says, لَا يَنَالُ عَهْدِ الظَّالِمِينَ. My guarantee does not extend to wrongdoers. Allah told him in between the lines, some of your kids will be wrongdoers, and those of them, no guarantees. It's not an easy thing to hear that some of your kids are going to go astray. And Ibrahim alayhi salam has to hear that not from any human being, he has to hear that from who? From Allah. Allah is telling him, no wrongdoers, no guarantees. They better take responsibility. وَإِذْ جَعَلْنَا الْبَيْتَ مَثَابَةً لِلنَّاسِ وَأَمْنًا. It's incredible that in this conversation about future generations, immediately Allah brings up the construction of the house of Allah. And He calls it مَثَابَة. I won't go into word by word because I only have, 9 minutes now. Just مَثَابَة. The word مَثَابَة is used in Arabic for when camels come to the mouth of a well to drink. And it's used because the camel keeps coming back to it to nourish itself. It's where it survives. And Allah gives that description to the Kaaba, because our souls are dying of thirst and we go there to be replenished. Those of you that have seen the Kaaba with your own eyes, that thirst is quenched when you look at it. And just like that camel who can't let go of the water, he stays at it, your eyes get stuck on it. That's what Allah did to that house. Right, that's the gift Allah gave to that house. But what's the connection between a concern with future generations and building this house? We're learning here a connection between preserving our future generations and giving them a relationship with the house of Allah. How many of us as families are taking our kids to the masjid? How many fathers take their sons to the masjid? Take the whole family. Their idea of having a good time is going from Maghrib to Isha on the weekends to the masjid every weekend. As a son is growing up, a part of his life is with the dad to go to Fajr and Isha. How many of us are doing that? It's a serious question to ask. If you're worried about your next generation, take it to the water. Take the thirsty camel to the water, right? So he's building this house and making dua to Allah. Now listen, Allah told him, my guarantee does not extend to the wrongdoers, right? He makes another dua. He says, رَبِّ جَعَلْ هَذَا بَلَدًا آمِنًا وَرْزُقْ أَهْلَهُ مِنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ مَنْ آمَنَ مِنْهُمْ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. Master, just make this city, make this a peaceful city. Which city is he talking about? Mecca. And he says, provide its people from all kinds of fruit. Provide them from all kinds of fruit. It's really interesting. Two-part dua, right? Make it peaceful and provide them fruit. You can talk about it in modern terms. Safety, security, and prosperity. Prosperity. So on the one hand, the city should be safe. And on the other hand, it should prosper. These are the two conditions of a healthy society, by the way. Even now, you do a PhD in political science, you'll find the same thing. Your money needs to be safe, the bank needs to be safe, your house needs to be safe, your business needs to be safe, the streets need to be safe. If they're not safe, that's not a healthy society. And even if everything is safe, but you can't find a job, you have no way to put food on the table, that society is not functional either. You need both of these things. This is the genius of Ibrahim alayhi salam. He asks for safety and he asks for prosperity in just brief words. And then he says, after asking for this, and by the way, at the end of Quran, Allah answers both of these du'as. At the end of Quran. You know how? Allah Azza wa Jal teaches us, لِإِلَافِ قُرَيْشِ إِلَافِهِمْ. What's the surah? رِحْلَةَ الشِّتَاءِ وَالصَّيْفِ. That's the surah about their economic prosperity. So Allah answered that du'a of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Then Allah tells us, the army of elephants came and the city still remained what? Still remained safe. That part of du'a of Ibrahim alayhi salam fulfilled also. He fulfilled it even till the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this du'a. Anyhow, that's a tangent. So he makes this two-part du'a, but then he puts a condition. He says, وَرْزُقْ أَهْلَهُ مِنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ مَنْ آمَنَ مِنْهُمْ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. Only provide the ones who believe in Allah and the last day. What had Allah told him about his kids? Allah told him, some of your kids will be wrongdoers. And he says, okay. Some of my kids will be wrongdoers. You don't want me to talk about them? Oh, you want me to hear something? Does that help? Okay. Some of my kids will be wrongdoers, so you know what? Only feed my believing kids. I would rather my wrongdoing kids die of starvation and not have more and more kids and generations that I will be answerable for. I would rather that. Just provide my believing kids. Can you do that much, Allah? He asks Allah this. Allah says, فَمَنْ كَفَرَ فَأُمَتِّعُهُ قَلِيلًا. The one who disbelieves, I'll provide him a little too. ثُمَّ تُرُّهُ إِلَىٰ عَذَابِ النَّارِ. Then I'll drag him to the punishment of fire. What a horrible place that is. Man, first time Ibrahim alayhi salam said, what about my kids? Allah said, wrongdoers, no guarantees. Second time he says, just feed my believing kids. And Allah says, no, even wrongdoing kids, I'm feeding them too. They're going to get food also. And then I'll take them to hell. This is a very tough answer. Ibrahim alayhi salam does not give up. Look at the genius and persistence of this man. He adjusts. He doesn't get disheartened from Allah. He's learning from Allah Azza wa Jalla. I know the time. Yeah, exactly 5 minutes. Okay. So, إِذْ يَرْفَعُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ الْقَوَاعِدَ مِنَ الْبَيْتِ وَإِسْمَعِيلُ. Ibrahim alayhi salam is now building raising the foundations of the house along with Ismail. So he's not alone now. He's with one of his children. He asked about all of his children, but at least right now he is with one of them building the house. And he says, he doesn't say Rabbi. He kept saying, my master, my lord. Now he says, Rabbana taqabbal minna. Our master except from us. This is ingenious. You know why? What is he doing? The ayah says he's building what? The Kaaba. Is that act accepted by Allah? Yes, it's sanctioned by Allah. He knows it's accepted. Now he doesn't say, Rabbi taqabbal minni. My lord except from me. What does he say? Our lord except from us. If I don't have a guarantee about all of my kids, at least guarantee me this boy over here. Guarantee me this boy. And he knows this dua is mustajab. He knows that this act he's doing is accepted by Allah. And he's throwing him in. He's put his son in there. Guarantees his kid this part of the dua. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا. The other way this has also been understood is that even if you're doing the best act for the sake of Allah, I can't think of a better masjid project than building the Kaaba. Right? That's quite an expansion project, right? And even then, he's not sure if it's good enough for Allah. So he's saying, oh Allah, accept. I don't know if I put the brick the right way or not. You know, if I was paying attention properly or not. Am I doing a good job or not? Even this, Allah, just accept. It's not like you and me. We make it to Fajr once in 6 months and we're like, Allah, you watching? 6 a.m., baby. Daylight savings time change. Thank you very much. You know? That's our state. No matter how good you accomplish, you are concerned if it's accepted by Allah or not. Moving along. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. He says, رَبَّنَا وَجَعَلْنَا مُسْلِمَيْنِ لَكَ. Our master, and also make us, both of us, اجعلنا مُسْلِمَيْنِ لَكَ. Both of us Muslim just to you, in submission to you. And okay, now he knows that all of my kids are not guaranteed. So he says, وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِنَا أُمَّةً مُسْلِمَةً لَكَ. Out of our offspring, at least a Muslim ummah. From out of them, at least guarantee me one ummah, one nation that will remain in submission to you. And that nation, this house is built, but a lot of times when people build a house, they don't know what to do with it. وَأَرِنَا مَنَاسِكَنَا. Show us our rituals, show us how to do justice to this house. Show us what to do. وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا. And accept our tawbah. SubhanAllah, to this day we know, what's the one of the greatest fruits of doing Hajj and performing the rites of it with sincerity and in the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ? What is one of the great benefits that comes out of that? Clean slate, tawbah, wa tub alayna, innaka anta tawwabur rahim. SubhanAllah. This dua is accepted even in the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. Allah continued the response of that dua. And so now he's reached this point and he realizes something. There's only one good explanation why my children would go down the wrong path. I can do whatever I can to teach them, but what if their children don't have a teacher and my great-grandkids don't have a teacher? They will need a messenger. They will need a teacher. So he says, رَبَّنَا وَبْعَثْ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْهُمْ يَتْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِكْ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. Our master, give them, appoint among them, from among them a messenger. Who should be from them? He'll read your book, he'll read your ayat onto them. He'll teach them the book, he'll teach them the wisdom, and he'll also purify them. This time, when he made this famous dua, you probably heard this dua before, when he made this dua, there's no rebuttal from Allah in the Quran. Allah does not respond. And what is silence?
acceptance. Allah accepts this dua, and He accepts this three places in the Quran. Allah regurgitates and reiterates the words of the Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam in the perfected order. These are the words of Ibrahim alayhi salam. The other places in the Quran, Allah is saying these words. And He changes the order, not only answering the dua of Ibrahim, but actually perfecting and refining the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salam. And He says, يَتْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابُ وَالْحِكْمَةِ لَكِنْ عَلِي عِمْرَانِ He does this, and He does this in Surah Al-Jum'ah also. Right? He perfects the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Here's the last point I want to make. Allah says, وَمَنْ يَرْغَبُ عَمْ مِلَّةِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ إِلَّا مَنْ سَفِهَ نَفْسَهُ Who would turn away from the legacy, the nation of Ibrahim, except someone fooling himself? Who would turn away from that legacy except someone who is fooling himself? If you and I don't sincerely, genuinely, desperately, repeatedly make dua for our children and their children and their children, if we're not concerned that 100 years from now, 150 years from now, 3, 4, 5, 6 generations from now, there should be people here from our offspring that are not only saying La ilaha illallah, but spreading La ilaha illallah. They're bringing light to this country. If we're not concerned about that, then we're not on the legacy of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Then we've departed from that legacy. If we're not of those who think of the house of Allah as someplace we go back to replenish ourselves. A lot of people are disillusioned from masajid. They think it's too many politics. Or, you know, I meet some people that are a little nasty or weird or whatever. You're not going there for people. If you want a pleasant experience, don't go to Hajj. You're going to meet some of the nastiest people you've ever met in your life at Hajj, along with some of the nicest people you'll ever meet. But we don't go for people. Who do we go for? We go for Allah. The same reason you'll go to the masajid, and the same reason you'll take your children to the masajid. So don't complain about what your masjid is like. Don't tell me, brother, you know, I agree with your talk, but you don't know our masjid, mashallah, we have a lot of politics. Like, thank you, generic guy. All masjids have the same problems. It's all the same across the country. Don't whine about it. Stick to the legacy of Ibrahim alayhi salam of this profound and serious dua. May Allah Azza wa Jal help us learn from the wisdom of this great man and his prayers with Allah Azza wa Jal. May Allah make us of those who teach our children to respect this legacy and to be proud that we are now millat abikum Ibrahim. Allah says, you are the continuation of the legacy of your father, Ibrahim alayhi salam. Barakallahu li wa lakum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.